Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3. You're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danko, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang. It is time to get a look at the bigger picture. And we are still tracking developments over in the US. And we now have President Donald Trump back on Twitter.
Yeah. So, you know, all of this in line with the fact that we had record highs despite the chaos. I suppose it's because of the certainty and Joe Biden's certification as 46th President of the United States of America. But Trump's account back online, it was a 4-minute video message, his first tweet, and the first part of his message talks about how rioters will pay for the violence. In fact, here's that clip.
The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay. We have just been through an intense election and emotions are high, but now tempers must be cooled and calm restored.
This is breaking news, by the way.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he also addressed his lengthy contest against the election results and for the first time that the new administration will take office on January 20th.
My campaign vigorously pursued every legal avenue to contest the election results. My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote. In so doing, I was fighting to defend American democracy. I continue to strongly believe that we must reform our election laws to verify the identity and eligibility of all voters and to ensure faith and confidence in all future elections. Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
All right, no mention of conceding, just FYI. But Ryan, effect on the market.
Yeah, the latest chapter on this chaos. Let's get a bigger picture from Louis Teo. He is the market strategist from Fullerton Markets. Morning, Louis. How are you doing?
Morning, Ryan. I'm good. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good as well. That's good to hear, Louis. Now, let's get your take and your reading on the pulse of the market first. What's your take on the events and chaos in Washington? Do you think Trump's latest tweets, which appear to be quite conciliatory, will help to support the sentiment and the market rally further?
All right. So I think for Trump, right, he was blocked on Twitter and now he's back and now he's blocked indefinitely on Facebook and Instagram, right? So I think we have 12 more days to 20th of Jan, whereby Trump officially, gets replaced by Biden. I feel that for market sentiment-wise, we can look forward to having Biden's administration taking over, right, for the whole market. So what can I expect is, you know, what Biden's promises during his campaign, right? For example, the corporate taxes, his movement towards the clean energy sector, right? So all this should be in place, and I believe that the stock market will continue to move higher with Trump, you know, left behind already, right? We shouldn't be seeing any more conflicts from Trump's Twitter, because I think the general market, they should be ignoring that sentiment for now.
Yeah, it looks like investors are shaking off the chaos from Capitol Hill and focusing on the, I guess, long-term fundamentals of what might happen to the markets. And if you look at what Joe Biden is promising in terms of policies, Louis, what sectors are going to be the winners and losers? Which ones are the ones to focus on?
Right. So just like what I mentioned just now, right, for the, I believe the clean energy sector, right, so we can talk about solar power, wind turbines, electric vehicles, right, EVs are huge this year and last year as well, right? So these are the sectors, or at least this sector on clean energy is what I'm looking at for 2021. And of course, furthermore, we can be looking at the staplers, the consumer staplers to move higher. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in 2020, we saw that COVID actually hit us hard. So I believe that we are in a cyclical recovery now. So what that wasn't doing very well in 2020 should be doing better in 2021 and moving forward, right? So we can look at consumer, like malls, right, retails, and this should recover in 2021.
Yeah, and Louis, one of the sectors I guess worth watching out for in 2021 is maybe technology, because there's all this talk about tighter regulations. Is this going to affect their share prices?
Right. So for technology-wise, I believe even with tighter restrictions, right, as the stocks market is forward-looking, I believe that, you know, a lot of people, they are moving into the stocks market and they are probably just going to hold because they believe that, for example, Elon Musk, right, so he recently became the richest, right, he overtook Jeff Bezos as the richest man in the world, right? And with that in mind, you will realize that, you know, a lot of supporters of Elon Musk, you know, they don't buy on they don't buy on fundamentals, right? You can see that Tesla isn't doing as well as other vehicles company, right? Based on you know, their balance sheets, based on their cash flow, but they're still doing very well in market cap, right? They are overtaking all the other companies. So I believe that, you know, the high could continue, right? Basically, people are buying into the future in 5 to 10 years' time, right? So in the short term wise, I believe that all these technology companies should continue to move higher.
Yeah, so Tesla investors really buying into that story behind Elon Musk. Now, what's your take on the story behind Bitcoin? That is really pushing new record highs. It's up above $40,000 for the first time. It's doubled in value in a month. How bullish are you in cryptocurrency?
Right, so for cryptocurrency, I believe, right, so this is my own opinion, I believe that this time is slightly different from the previous run in 2017, whereby it made it to $20,000, right? Mm. So, of course, a lot of people are saying that, hey, the move is, you know, is parabolic, is moving like a straight line. It's impossible, right? We should be seeing a retracement soon, which I believe is it should be happening soon. But at least in the long run, or at least for 2021, I believe that Bitcoin is becoming like a hedge against fiat, right? So people used to buy gold bars, right? But now the youngsters, or at least the people that are slightly younger, they are moving to Bitcoin because it's more accessible, right? It's more portable as compared to a gold bar. You know, you can't really hold it and go around, right? But for Bitcoin, it's all online. It's all in a ledger. It's easier to hold. And lastly, I believe that the ETFs, which is on the horizon, right, an exchange-traded fund for crypto, right, that could be a next push for cryptocurrency or at least for Bitcoin to move even higher.
Yeah, so that is one trend to watch out for. And something that's also trending is the weakening US dollar for this year. That's expected by most people. But if you look at, I guess, currency pairs, which Asian currency is likely to gain the most against a weakening US dollar?
Okay, so for Asian currencies, I think we are seeing weakness for US dollar, you know, throughout all the other currencies, right? And it's very obvious because of the printing, right, of the Federal Reserve accommodative monetary policy. And when we are talking about Asian currencies, I'm actually looking at the Thai baht. Okay, so the reason why is because the Bank of Thailand, what they have been doing for the past year is that they have been intervening with the swaps market to prevent dollar but from slipping too much. Mm-hmm. So basically what happens is that, you know, they tweak the swaps market for people. So for example, if traders want to short the dollar Thai baht, right, it will be very costly to short it, right? So basically, you know, it's almost too expensive to short, and the returns doesn't make sense if you were to short the dollar Thai baht, right? So this intervention could continue to help cushion the baht higher. Weaker, right? So basically, dollar Thai baht will not slip too much as compared to the other Asian currencies.
Yeah, the baht has actually quite strengthened in the past year or so with what's happening with the dollar. And just to wrap things up, Louis, 2020 has been quite an extraordinary year from an investment perspective. What lessons do you take away?
Okay, so I think for 2020, I have 3 points. So firstly is that we should always prepare for the unexpected and do not try to time the market. Right, because who knew that 2020 in April or March, right, we could see such a huge fall. So always prepare your war chest and, you know, or hold on to your bullets, because, you know, you never know when the market will fall, and, you know, you should always be ready, right? And of course, secondly, is that we should always look for patterns during market crashes, right? So during COVID, we realized that the medical and the glove manufacturing companies, they, you know, they did very, very well. Right, so whenever there's market crash, there are always huge losers and huge winners. Right, so if you know that pattern, you can actually maximize your profit during times like this. And of course, lastly, will be diversification. Because if you only focus on one sector, right, if you held on to only banks or only retail, you might realize that you might miss out a lot of the potential multi-bagger like technology. And even putting 1% of your investments into Bitcoin, right, I feel it's still a form of diversification, which is, you know, very similar to buying gold bars.
So don't time the market, diversify and look for patterns. We've been chatting with Louis Teo. He is the market strategist for Fullerton Markets. Louis, thank you so much for your time and, well, happy Friday and a good weekend in advance.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, Ryan. Bye-bye.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.